One pair of hands on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight to the Shepherd's Call. We got a great one for you tonight, live around the world on WWRB. Tonight we're on 5050-5050, and we welcome you in here. We're also being transmitted tonight live around the world on worldwide internet, and we got a great one for you. The upper floor. The top floor, as far as you can go up, we're going to talk about a worldwide conspiracy orchestrated by an extremely powerful and influential group. Now listen to this, of genetically related individuals. Especially on the top floor. Now, you know how I feel about the Masonic Order. The Masonic is, you know, order. They're the good old guys. They've got the Shriners. They do great things for little children that's been burned. And it's admirable. They put on little, Lucky Shine shows and parades around the country on their little cars, the clowns dressed up, silly clowns, and it looks all harmless. But did you know that in the top floor, that's probably what we'll call our message tonight, top floor, we'll talk about the New World Order or the Black Nobility of Europe. Have you ever thought about the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis when it talks about the city of Babylon or that tower that the people of earth began to build? How would you like to have been up on the top floor just to get a bird's eye view of what all that tower dominated. Who was it that organized this tower? Who began to identify the principal organization that built this tower? The Bible said they began to build a tower whose top would reach into heaven. That means it has far-reaching religious overtones. And the plan of the new world order is evil. It's diabolically evil. Did you know that the present plan that is being reported, and ladies and gentlemen, I believe that the new world order is farther along than people realize. Just like I believe that Japan and the tragedy that we've got there and still living with it, although you've noticed that the press, which is controlled by the New World Order or the upper floor, whose top would reach into heaven, again, we are as it was in the days of old, so shall it be in the coming of the days of the Messiah. He warned us about this evil power of genetically related people. Who were they? Well, these reptilian or snakes, John said to the reptilians, he said, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come, you generation of vipers? Did you know that the Bible says the end won't come unless there come a falling away? You would have to admit to me tonight, as I minister in your presence, that the end is nigh, even at the door, as far as the beginning of the time of the end. Now, we don't know how long it's going to go, but we do know that the objective of this New World Order is to dramatically reduce the world's population, and they don't care how they do it. Remember I said that the Japan incident, the nuclear disasters that we've got, the four reactors, every one of them pumping radioactive materials into the ocean and into the atmosphere, and we're told nothing to worry about. Now, if they had a plan that they want to reduce the world's population by whatever means that they can create, if it's man-made created. And you ever notice that these storms have unusual patterns, that the weather patterns have changed dramatically? We never, ever accept this being for disobedience of man. We always say, oh, it's just an act of nature. You know, we have to live with these things. But the Bible says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. See, that the wicked ways, the upper floor. How would you like to get a view of the earth in the last days as it was in the days of Noah? I mean, look at Sodom and Gomorrah. Did you know that in respect to Jerusalem, we've got Christians all around the world, they would worship the first beast that could come in peacefully and deceive the whole world. That's what the Bible said. The Bible, who's worried about this anymore? Who's watching from the wall of the upper floor? Is anybody out there on the ledge waiting to see what the upper floor corporate elite or the black nobility of the European crown, dominated by the British crown, by the way, which is a nation that should belong to Yahweh. There is a power that has crept in unaware. The Bible speaks about that. And we're in a time of that organization that has crept in unaware. We think that the government is for the people and by the people. The government is for the devil and by the devil. We know that the compartmentalized need-to-know bases of the Illuminati as they build this tower, and as we stand on the upper floor, getting what's going on. The Bible tells us to turn back, repent, turn from our wicked ways. You know, here we've had, I'm telling you, I've never seen the time of trouble so early on. In 2011, we're going to be in 2012 when the fire will be increased to where it's going to be a time of trouble such as never was and never will be. And yet nobody's repenting. When they do, it's superficial. Nobody really believes that what the wicked world is doing is causing all these calamities. Or is it caused by a force of nature? Or is the forces of nature being controlled by a wicked Illuminati that is hell-bent on reducing the world's population by 5.5 billion people? Can you ever comprehend that from the upper floor? Looking out over the actions and the deeds of the wicked. Remember, I've said this many times and I'll say it again, the Bible is replete with those that would destroy the earth. You say, oh, they wouldn't do that, Pastor, but they'd be killing themselves, and that's suicide. Well, you know the structural pyramid, or the top floor, we have dating back from this time of the tower building was those who would bind together in the earth and rule the earth with a rod of iron. And the Bible said eventually that they would use powers to destroy the earth. Now, I go back again to the Japanese incident, the tsunami. 96-foot waves went miles and miles and miles inwardly and swept everything. Like I'm telling you in my message about radiation fallout. Have you ever seen anything in the paper lately about radiation fallout, the dangers of radiation fallout, that the DNA structure change would come about with new births, people that would have to breathe the air and ingest the radiation? The upper levels of the pyramid includes today the secretive committees, and they're called the Council of Three, the Council of Five, the Council of Seven, the Council of the Nine, the Council of the 13, the Council of the 33, the Grand Druid Council, the Committee of 300. You remember that book by Dr. John Coleman back in the early 90s? I read that. He published The Conspirator's Hierarchy, the story of the Committee of 300. 300 hand chosen people to meet and plan the agenda of the New World Order, the 13th. Bloodlines that are up on the earth to create a fascist, one world government stripped of nationalistic regional boundaries and to incorporate all the world to become obedient. We got the jackbooted thugs making these surprise raids in the middle of the night with the judges authorizing them for these events, killing innocent people, breaking into the wrong addresses, causing terror. These planning committees have sat down years ago, ladies and gentlemen, and planned in the last day that their committee would recommend to the Council of 13 Bloodlines that they would cause chaos, that they would cause a terror, that they would bring in a terror, a counter-terror elite group that would be visible all around the earth in a moment's notice, that they could have authorization, ultimately new world order martial law, to come in and install a dictatorship or a intent and purpose to build a tower to where we can get a vision. Tonight I'm taking you on the vision of the upper floor, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the time of the fallen angels, of the time that these nations bound together, nothing new under the sun for what is to be has already been, that they would incorporate the same tactics in our day that they used previously to rule the earth. You know, in times past, Yahweh intervened. He cut man's long life, because the more or the longer man lived, the more wicked he become, until Yahweh cut down the longevity of these spirits who would not learn the wickedness so fast. And a one world government and a one unit monetary system under permanent, non-elected hereditary folks who would bind together and be selected from among their numbers, the elite and the powerful and the leaders, to lead us away from the fear of our Creator, to worship the creature, turn ourselves into sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. Well, we need order, Pastor Buddy. We can't have this lawlessness. We need them checking the bags in the airport, because if you get on a plane and they haven't been checked, see, all that's designed to bring the chaotic conditions to form a new world order. It's the magnitude of the web of deceit that is beginning to surround the nation in a conspiracy to cause chaotic conditions, and that people would begin to react that we need help, we need protection, we need covering, and the more power we give to them, the more power they take. You cannot be good to the devil. His mission is only repeated here. Kill at least 5 to 6 billion people. They've got to bring something in. Here in Japan, Japan is gone, ladies and gentlemen. The tsunami destroyed this country. Whether it was intentional or whether it was God-made. If it was God-made, nobody's repenting. If God brought this calamity upon us, He also give us the knowledge to see and ask for the old path. We're not asking for the old path. in righteousness, we're asking for the old path in waxing evil. I see that man, even in the time that they were building the tower whose top would reach into heaven, and here we are standing on the top floor looking out over the tower that they created of confusion and chaos. They became authors of the conspiracy, which today is working like a charm. Now, they have engaged themselves in media mind control. We get the news. Presently, right now, we're distracted with this incident of the woman in Florida. It's all that the news goes about. She killed her little baby. But then the newscasters or the experts begin to talk, she's going to come clean, or we're spellbound. Or Congressman Weiner, he sent pictures around the world to these beautiful, young, sex-driven women. He wants to glorify himself. He's got a sickness of narcissism. He wants to share his body with the public. It turns him on. He's got a desire because he's so ugly, yet he thinks he's got such a physical physique. He wants everybody to fall in love with him. The Illuminati mind control media keeps this type of thing going on in the media. It's the main attraction. We're diverted while they steal the pot of gold of blessings of Yahweh. If we would fear Him and love Him and serve Him, instead, the Illuminati mind control mechanism has installed and instilled the programmed mind, and we become controlled slaves using the trauma-based mind control programs with several names, several ways, electronic mostly, where they control the media. The Montauk Project, they got wonderful books telling you that the United States shared with their allies. They're all in together. Talking about the top 13 bloodlines. 13, why 13? Because they want to imitate the power of the creator. They want to play weather masters. The Montauk Project. What about it, Pastor Buddy? Were we dealing with mind control? Were we interacting with the wicked angels that fell from heaven? Are they still doing their deceit and deception? And the ultimate goal is to create a powerful, controlling new world order and to make prisoners slaves of all of those that would become within the national boundaries and the system will be on the basis of a welfare state. They'll have two classes of people. They'll have the servant people and the top echelon, and we're standing on the top floor right now taking a look and beholding the sons of men, that they wax more evil every day, and that they love power, their serpent seed. They are the king race. They rule the earth with magic, with slavery, who will not give up to the repentance spirit. They will not turn from their wicked way. They don't have no fear. They repeatedly utilize a contrivance that the New World Order would come about through these reactions by deception or diversion, as they totally control through the media mind control mechanisms until the whole earth is encaptured and enslaved without even knowing it. This is like a big corral. The sheep are being corralled at this time. They've been herding up, and a great slaughter is planned or anticipated, that the devil and his angels, who come to kill, steal, and destroy, have got a mission. They want at least all of the earth destroyed, the worthless and the useless. If you pay taxes, if you have property, they want to devalue the dollar. They want to fail the dollar. Now, this dollar has worked well for over 230 years, approximately, that they come in and change the just weight, and the honest, sincere money to pay off a debt and create a debt where that they can live like parasites off of the interest without ever paying the debt. They don't want to pay the debt. They're not going to pay the debt. You say, well, if they don't, then there'll be no future. They don't want you to have a future. You think that they're going to give you an option? Do you believe that human rights will be protected? That the majority will rule? Right now, we're having a crisis in democratic countries that would be swallowed up by communist agenda. We've got a president in the White House right now that favors a Marxist communist rule in America, promising liberty, and they themselves are the masters of deception. We'll give you change. The change will be, we'll take more power. We will enslave you. We'll turn you into slaves. We want a classless society. We want those on the upper floor and those that's feeding from the bottom. All they want is a few bottom feeders. That's you. Now, we have the sovereign military force waiting in the wings to stamp us and to number us and to put us where we will be controlled by the United Nations that has replaced the United States. Babylon, New York, as they plan our demise by promising us liberty and freedom. I like to live in America. It's free. It is? Have you been made free? Did you freely have the power to go about with your passport? You don't need one. If you are a sovereign, if you belong to a republic, But you see, we don't belong to a republic. We belong to a corporation. We don't fly the flag of the republic. We fly the fringe flag of offshore power. We are controlled by the royal family. We are controlled by the descendants in Europe of the German army, or the German arm of the European royalty, the Windsors, and all these which control the upper floor. They sit at the top of the 13 Illuminati bloodlines as they work their magic in the United Nations, along with all the agencies working with the UN umbrella, such as the World Health Organization. Are we getting any warning of the radiation that's coming down on us from 250,000 years into the future? And you think they're planning your survival? When they're actually planning your death, they promise you liberty while they themselves are servants of corruption. Anyone who isn't a team player, if you resist, you're going to be like President Kennedy and others who were killed because they were either unwilling to go along with the conspiracy to destroy America, and those who didn't cooperate in some capacity in attempting to expose or uncover the takeover agenda and the political upheavals, the wars, the economic depression, the recessions, were fully planned and instigated by the machinery of the elite, the reptilian bloodline, who we worship, we admire, we join the beast and the power. This tower, this upper floor, is filled with the elite. Underneath the and the foundation floor was built for major wars, for political upheaval, for economic depression, recession, planned and instigated by the elite, the blue blood, or the snakes, the serpents, as they have planned, carefully planned, the Spanish-American War in 1898, World War I, 1914, World War II, 1939, the Great Depression. Oh, that was a test. The dumb sheeple didn't know they got fleeced. They didn't know that they lost all their savings. Where did it disappear to? We think that we lost it. That's a term that is not conclusive. Who did we lose it to? We lost it to the same ones that designed the Great Depression. Here we've gone through war, revolution. Now we're supporting, after we preached for years and years, 50 years, 60 years, after World War One warned us about the Soviet Union, the Bolshevik Revolution, the fall of the communism. Did it really fall? Was Khrushchev correct when he said, "We will rule over you without firing a shot"? This will be an inside rule by chaos by a bunch of men that's been well-trained here and abroad, the whole nation was set up to create the crisis of the democracy by a communist to take over the upper floor people and the bottom floor people. There's a great gap with the two working classes, the slaves and the elite. Who's going to win this battle? Don't you know we've come to recognize that there are potential desirable limits to economic growth, and we've bottomed? We've got bad times. People's afraid to lose their jobs. If we had free trade, we'd have jobs. Instead of that, we got FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Administration. We've got the World Health Organization that's not said one word lately about the fallout of radiation that is 50 times worse than Chernobyl. We've got these cataclysmic crises imposed on its people, and sacrifices had to be made. We had to give up our profit again here in 2008 when we had the Wall Street bailout. Who bailed them out? The taxpayer. Where did their savings go to? Out the back door. Who got them? The benefits went to the elite. They have you as a worker, a slave. You fall for it time and again because you get to vote every 4 years in the president election. You get to exercise your faith to elect these who they train both sides. And as Stalin said, it's not those that vote that feel like they have liberty, they have choices. He said it's those who count the vote. Right now, our votes are counted electronically. Pre-programmed computers take your vote, disguises your vote, that you voted for someone that they chose before the election. The special selected candidate . Our nation is not run by national security decisions. They're run by the executive orders of a powerful president that calls the orders around the world. FEMA is nothing more than a Trojan horse by which the New World Order will implement the overt police state control over the peoples of the world, finally, starting here on the American brainwashed populace who listen to these things daily to keep our minds muted off the main issues as the Trojan horse is pulled inside the gates. And as Khrushchev said, we won't even have to fire a shot to implement the New World Order over the people of the world. Well, we've got a war on drugs, Pastor Buddy. That's a joke. The CIA is the biggest drug lord on the planet. This money is used to pay for innumerable black ops projects, including construction of huge underground cities that will be needed next year at the time of what we call Nibiru as it passes in the center of our galaxy universe. All of the tumblers on the system as it turns slowly, we are being taken over, and they want a final end-time disaster, a catastrophe, if you will. Catastrophic. Unrelenting. Weather blasting over us, causing huge amounts of death where no one will escape, and yet it seems like it's an act of nature. But the real act is an act of sin, deliberately conspiratorial, inspired by the committee of those that sit on the upper floor. Why are we living in the end time? Because we were chosen in the end time to walk upright and to fear Him. Instead of that, the end times are apostasy of believers occurring because of a great satanic deception that is spoken in the Bible in truth. Boy, it ain't happening here, Pastor Buddy. Our church believes in God. Well, Satan is a god. The New World Order has handed down, if you want godlike powers, you've got to sign up to the 501(c) agenda of Christianity. The Catholic Church doesn't mind you going off and becoming un-Catholic or free from the Catholic Church. The Bible says, "Thee shall hate the whore." The denominational system who branded the Catholic Church's false doctrine as they gave us a Jesus and 16 other Jesuses through pagan rites. We become a church with a steeple, which was the phallus, or the male member of fertility engaging in the cross, which is nothing but a vagina of Holy Mother, as she lets a sword run through her own heart, as she helped establish the worship of herself through the Catholic Church. And the Bible said a sword would run through her own heart. And so this great church, this apostate, end time church, has given us a Western ideal about worshiping. Got to have a building. It needs to be very, very beautiful. Stained glass windows. A lot of mortar and brick, stones. It helps if it goes back to hundreds of years. The older, the better. And they set an example and give us the satanic rituals from the Illuminati, the false gods that was put in our Bible, to deceive the very elect if possible, and to produce an anti-Yahweh spirit to an anti-anointing of Satan himself sitting in the temple in Sodom. Let me say that again. That sounded so truthful. Look at these Christians that are working for the reestablishment of the Jews. If you fight the Jews, honey, you're going to hell. They're God's chosen people. Now, I've taught on this, that in the end time, they would call good evil and evil good. They don't want any truth. They sugarcoat. They set up an agenda. They get a tax-free write-off. And they literally rob the average person by scaring them with mind control. And they flock into the brick and mortar with Satan sitting on the throne, who has changed the truth into a lie and worshiped the creature through paganistic rituals, end-time mind controllers that wear long robes. They gather or capture the mind or the imagination, controlled especially for spiritual destruction purposes. I know there's a way that seems right by these slick talkers, these agents of Satan in robes who have the righteousness of a righteous minister, as they are appointed for the end time deception to deceive the very elect if possible. Why should we worry about this, Pastor Buddy? We should rise up and seek the walk. Learn from the scriptures. You know, Satan was rebuked. Satan was handled like lightning fell from heaven simply by one thing. It is written, thou shalt worship Yahweh, not Jesus, not God, not Lord, not Jesus or Jesus, but it's written that thou shalt worship your Father, Yahweh, the greatest name, the most rejected name. And today people are controlled by demons, controlled by religion, so-called truth. Oh, we're going to church, Pastor Buddy. Don't get honest about that. I feel so good. I it's a feel-good religion. You see these churches today, what's the norm? They mix and mingle their blood together when Yahweh wanted you to be racially separated. Stay within your own borders. Have nothing to do with these evil seed of Satan who in the beginning sowed the tares. Christian end time programming. The dynamic mind control of the upper floor, but I can give you a vision, a purpose. But what about the sheep? Do they want to look? They're grazing as long as they can make brick and mortar and stay a slave. The Christian, the true Christian, are the elite that is serving in the New World Order as slaves. But there's more and more people that are becoming enlightened. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and because you reject knowledge, you reject me. Yahweh told you to come out of this great tower of Babel. Separate yourself. Come out. Get away from the mind control. People that go into the bell box, that call on Baal, Lord, L-O-R-D. Seek Yahweh. call upon his name in the day of trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lamb. Notice people with the ability to write backwards and then show it to you in a glass. Backward question or a backward answer. They deceive the whole world as it looks through the glass. When somebody's used mind control to deceive the masses of their, and the Bible goes so far of saying that these demons in the last day that are up in the upper floor demanding more of the slaves or the sheeple to raise them higher and higher, higher taxes, less liberties, more work, less pay until you owe your own soul to those on the upper floor. Take a look. Looks like that the devil has walked in the last day, converted himself into a pious, long robe preacher of righteousness, when they themselves are servants of corruption. They will not turn from their wicked way. They will not walk in. They will not obey Yahweh. They will form a seemright fellowship. Here you are, a wandering sheep, going from fellowship to fellowship, seeking peace and finding none. Finally, when the unclean spirit is gone, that old devil will come back that's been cast out and evicted. If you're not on the solid rock with the whole truth, he'll get a bunch of demons to join up and come back. If he can't get it one way, his mission is to kill, steal, and destroy and tear down. It's always his mission. And the last end of that person is worse than the very beginning. You're listening to Pastor Buddy tonight, and I encourage you to come out of her, my people. He that loveth father or mother or children more than they would love me is not worthy of me. Those that want tradition, paganism, adoption of Easter eggs, bunnies, sex reasoning, the form of paganism, Christmas, Easter, Santa Claus. Yet you've got a holy robe on that looks good on Easter. And as you go along carrying your little smoke bomb of incense, turn from your wicked ways. Come out of her, my people. Learn. Do not go in the forest and cut a tree down and decorate it and join in the pagan festivities. Oh, it's all right. We just do it for the children. Whosoever would put these things in front of me, whosoever will refuse to look through my eyes and call this iniquity and paganism a sin, we cover it, we whitewash it, we sugarcoat it. We like to go to church where all people people are recognized, that God loves them. Even the devil himself can get a ticket to heaven by these false prophets who will take anything you can drag, chase, pull onto the altars of these Baal churches. They're not going to have truth. They don't want truth. They want a lie. They want to live a lie. They are a lie. And the Bible says from such, turn away. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Are you ready to make that change tonight? If you are, call me. I need your help. I need to hear from you. It's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater. How do you like the sound of that? Sweetwater. We know that there's scriptures in the Bible that indicate bitter water. What comes out of your mouth, you're responsible for. I'll be judged on what I've taught you tonight. What I've taught for the last 50 plus years. I failed to bring the whole truth and the whole counsel. I've kept back part of the truth. Woe is me. But if I give you the truth and you've heard the truth, my hands is free of your blood. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Call me tonight. From around the world, at area code 423-351-1082. I'm sponsored by Brother Mark and by Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748, up in the great state of Michigan. Brother Ed and Brother Bud, also in the great state of Mississippi, and friends and neighbors that tithe to Pastor Buddy's ministry, I appreciate you tonight. I pray over every letter I get. I offer it up on an old-fashioned Holy Ghost altar. I pray for Yahweh to return and keep an account, write it down, and make the sign sure. Come out of her, my people. And if you're out of her, stand for the truth. Walk in the light, even as he is in the light, and you shall have peace in a world from the upper floor as you look at what's happening today at the upper floor congregation of the bloodline of the reptilian who is making your casket right now, digging your hole right now, and you're just a piece of filthy trash. They despise you. They hate you. You shall be hated of all for my name's sake. Are you ready to meet your maker? Go to our website at oneyahweh.com. OneYahweh.com. Go to our website. Learn about some of the articles of truth we got up. If you need more information, call me or Brother Bob. Our address is on the website. And we love you. And we appreciate you. And we bless you in the great name of Yahweh, the only name given under heaven whereby you can be saved. Others often imitate, but never duplicate. Bring that name against the sin and the conspiracy of the devil, whose mission was to kill you, steal you, and destroy you. I'll be back this coming Friday. I'll be back at 11 o'clock, the late show, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I'll see you Friday night. Wednesday night, I'll see you back here again at 10 o'clock. On Sunday night, I'll see you on 4840 on WWCR. Yahweh bless you, and Yahweh keep you.